Blog Talk Radio.
Like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight, on this July 19th, we are talking about who can and who can't use the N-word. The N-word. Now, first of all, I'm not going to spend the rest of this show saying the N-word. I freely use the word nigga. I feel like my personal feelings are that, number one, I'm authorized to use the word. I don't weaponize the word, and I feel like I'm bulletproof when it comes to people trying to weaponize the word against me. Now, I do understand that there are people who do not look at it that way, who do not respect that way of thinking, and think that my way of looking at it should be eradicated. And to a certain degree, I understand that. For me, when it comes to my approach to racism, I think that we need to do everything to identify when something is racist And we need to make sure that we expel our energy in the right direction. So when we start talking about the word nigga, the N-word, would you? You know, I think that as black people, we have much bigger fish to fry than to worry about what somebody calls us. You know what I mean? We have problems in our community, real problems. And none of the problems that I see us having long term have anything to do with somebody calling us nigga. Now, that's whether you consider nigga to be N-I-G-G-A, which is a relatively new term or new way of saying N-I-G-G-E-R, nigger, which is a racial epithet, a racial slur, a racial term, a term used by racists to demean, degrade those who it works against. One thing I've noticed is that when you are a black person that has put up a shield towards the word nigga, then whoever is trying to weaponize the word against you, they have to find another way. Now, I've seen some people, honestly, I've seen some people act in a way that I would consider to be ridiculous over the word nigga. I've heard some people act like they wanted to cry. No, I've seen people cry over it. Oh, it's such a hurtful term. I can't believe you use that. If you're planning to take somebody to court over calling you the word nigga, okay, I understand the theatrics. Other than that, well, how did they hurt you by calling you that? Once again, these are my opinions. They do not represent all of the black people who may use or who may not use the word nigga. That's just my opinion. Because I've always said I would rather be called a nigga than to be treated like a nigga. Straight up and down. I would rather be called a nigga than to be treated like a nigga. Because when you're treated like a nigga, that means that you are being treated like you are being treated with racism. You are being treated with discrimination. You are being treated like a second-class citizen. You are being treated like three-fifths of a man. You are being treated like you don't matter, like you don't count. Like if I kill you, I won't be prosecuted against it. Nobody is going to miss you. Nobody is going to care about you. That's what happens when you are treated like a nigga. When you are called a nigga, more than likely, it's being used by somebody who is probably on a lower socioeconomic ladder than you are. More than likely, at least equal to you or lower. Because they don't have anything else. They don't have any other ways to make you feel low. As a matter of fact, you may be acting sadity to them. Like, you're still nothing but a nigger. Oh my God, I can't believe you called me that. I've worked so hard all of my life in order to blah, 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 blah. You calling me a what? I get it, Ma. I get it, Pa. I get it. But like I said, there are worse things that can happen to you. And sometimes we have to be shown that there are worse things that can happen to you while we're complaining. Now, civil rights movement and even recent movements of modern days has shown us that we can get attention. Not justice, but we can get attention. We can bring tension and awareness to people using that word inappropriately. But I want to go into, I really want to go into who can and who can't use the word nigga. Because some people that I've heard use the word makes me be like, I'm not so sure if you carry around the card to be able to do it. So I'm going to get straight into that. I'm not going to get into all of this racist stuff. We already we already know that for the what that's about for the most part. I'm not going to go into all of that. I'm not up here trying to be Al Sharpton. This is what I want to know. Who is authorized? Who has stamped? Who has a wristband that allows them to use the word nigga? Because from my point of view, the only people that should be using the word nigga, if you think that anybody should be using the word nigga at all, are American black people. Word up. And that means all of the Americas. However, United States born black people, I consider to own that word because we are the ones that the word was directed against in the world. Other slaves, like in South America, Central America, nigga is not what they were called. That is American-born black people. Whether you consider them to be African-American, whether you consider them to be Americans of African descent, whatever you want to say, we are the ones that the word was directed to. And the rest of the world, the rest of the dark people in the world, made sure that they did everything in their power to escape being associated with us and that word. However, in recent times, because of hip-hop and the internet, now other ethnic groups, not necessarily racial groups, but other ethnic groups are calling themselves nigga. I'm like, now hold on. Puerto Ricans calling themselves nigga. Dominicans calling themselves nigga. Other Caribbeans. Even Jamaicans. I think Jamaicans should be able to use the word freely. They look like us until they open their mouths, or sometimes the way they dress, but until they open their mouths, you don't know. You don't know the difference. But over in Jamaica, they, you don't hear a nigga this, nigga that, oh, yeah, me and my nigga, you never, you don't hear all that. That's not how they greet each other. They have other ways of relating to each other, communicating with each other, talking to each other. In the United States, that's when you hear, you know, my nigga this, you know what I mean, niggas ain't shit, you know what I mean, you niggas gonna be niggas, you gotta let niggas live. Well, come on, my nigga. Oh, come on, my nigga. Come on, my nigga. That's where you hear that. So who should be able to... I see. All right, y'all know my hip hop heads know who DJ Khaled is. DJ Khaled is some type of, you know, Semitic. He's of Semitic origin, you know, some Arabic type of, you know, Middle Eastern, that type of shit. And he used the word nigga. I'm like, hold up, Khaled. First of all, you saying your name wrong and it's spelled wrong. Where in Arabic is Khaled spelled K-H-A-L-E-D? It's supposed to be K-H-A-L-I-D. It's really Khalid. His name is Khaled. And you can't pronounce it that way. It's Khaled. It's Ka. Not Cal. But anyway. You know, he's screaming nigga on all his, you know, nigga. And I'm like, hold on. I don't know if Khaled is off. Who stamped this nigga? Who? I don't know. I'm not so sure if I agree with Arabic cats calling themselves nigga. I know one thing. If an Indian cat called you a nigga, you know he is not using that as a term of endearment. They don't consider themselves to be us, no matter how dark they are. So who is authorized to use the word? The N-word. Who can call themselves a nigga versus who has to be indicted over it? So what do y'all think, man? If you would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. There's a number to call. It's area code 319-526-1999. That's a number to call. I said a 319-526-1999. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-526-1999. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-526-1999. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199. Press number one. When they answer, press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number so we can get it popping. What's going on? My big sis, Robbie Robin Ming, here to do a thing, something like a queen for a king. Speaking of king, what's up, my king? Thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming through. Thanks for doing your thing. And Stacey White coming through tonight. Every time I see you in the comments, I feel all right. What's up, y'all? Who can use this word? Who is authorized to use the word Nick? You know what I mean? You may feel like there are a variety of people. You may feel like there isn't any people. You know, whatever it is, I'm interested in hearing from y'all. You know, let's get this popping. You know, what's good? What good? You know what I mean? So, now, I've even known white boys who tried to get away with using the word. Because they claim, I remember this white boy that I worked with 12 years ago. And, you know, he used to be running around the warehouse on my, yeah, my nigga, like, it was some kind of novelty. You could tell that he used to watch a bunch of black movies. You know, you can always tell. So he knew like Players Club and The Wood and you know, a bunch of black movies. And I'm like, it's just this kind of you. Now his excuse for being able and being authorized to use the word was that he was half Puerto Rican. And I'm like, and since when are Puerto Ricans authorized to use the N-word? Like, Puerto Ricans? Maybe a black Puerto Rican, but you hardly see any straight black Puerto Ricans in the United States. When you go to Puerto Rico, you see a whole lot of them. But they made sure that they keep their asses in Puerto Rico. They don't come up here too much. I remember the first time I saw a straight black Puerto Rican. And he was saying that he didn't even speak that much English, and I remember he was saying you know that he was Puerto Rican, and I my ignorant ass didn't even believe him. I'm like, man, you ain't Puerto Rican. I didn't know that there were the majority of Hispanics were straight black like you and I. I didn't know that. I did not know that. The news still does a poor job of portraying that. But when you go to these Hispanic countries, islands and things like that, you see a lot more of us. And you'll be like, what the hell? Yeah. So the propaganda campaign to make it look like we don't exist in the numbers that we do is strong. And the reasoning for that is, you know, just like back in slavery times, white males never wanted black people to know how much more dominant in the population that they were, or how significant in the population that they were. Till this day, they figure if we know how many more of us it is than it is of them, then we will revolt. But don't worry, massa. You got us with y'all got us by the slave mentality. We ain't gonna revolt against you. We too busy trying to be validated by you. You got us by the brain. Forget about by the balls. You got us by the brain. And that's all you ever needed. So you, no matter what, with us, with the majority of us, you will be safe and sound. Much to my chagrin, you know, I'm not saying that I would like to hurt them, but I would love for us to be empowered to at least know who we are, know how, what kind of impact that we have, and know how to navigate our lives in a more positive direction because of our knowledge of selves. Now, see that we have a call on the line. Caller with the block number, unknown number. All right, so I'm going to take the caller. Caller, unknown number, welcome to the Daily Go Get 'Em Ism Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening?
Yeah, what's up, son? No, I just wanted to answer the question you laid out on the title. That was all. What's going on,
okay,
though, man?
Yeah, it's all good, man. Love is love. So what you got to say about it?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a regional thing. It depends on where you at. Like, there's places in New York, Jersey, out there in the East Coast where, you know, some Spanish, Latinos, whatever, are comfortable saying it because they got that understanding, you know, in that area. And then in the Midwest, man, you'd be surprised if you find out how many, like, white dudes that grew up in the hood that get away with saying it amongst certain black people. They don't say it around all, but they say it around the ones they know they can. So, yeah, so that word, nigga, I mean, it is what it is. It don't bother me. It is what it is. But, yeah, man, that's a funny topic, though, you bringing that up, man. I was just like, yeah, I think it depends on where you at, man.
It does.
Who's allowed to use it.
Uh-huh. When you get to really thinking about it, you're like, it was on my mind. Like, wait a minute. You know, when you see certain people use it and even certain black people who get offended by it, like super offended, like, you know, like, I can't believe they said that and blah, blah, blah. I want them to get fired and all this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, like, yeah, okay. I mean, I see what you're saying. You know, if you can use, like, okay, for example, if one of us steps out of our racial line and tries to act like there's equality in this country, we are shown with the quickness that the scales aren't balanced in our favor. You understand what I'm saying? So if we go to work, for example, and we get flip at the mouth with a white person, they may not straight up and down say that you can't say that to a white person, but you can best believe that something is going to come down the pike to make sure that
set up a paper trail to get you up out of there.
That's
they,
right.
They won't, you won't actually get fired for it, but you know that was the cause, and they were just looking for a reason after that. I'll go another level. You remember that boy Pliers had that song? What was it? It was about getting, you know, locked up or whatever. And, of course, in the hook, he had crackers in the hook. That thing was radio edited. So with all the stuff I hear on the radio about what you say and what you can get away with, you know, nigga in it, it was real weird to see that they edited out crackers back in the day on that song. So you know what the game is.
Exactly. So, you know, like, the rules apply when they apply to whom they apply. But you can best believe if there's some kind of legislation or some type of discipline that's associated with saying something, we're going to get that first. You understand what I mean? So when asking the question, who's able to use the word, it's funny that you brought up the Midwest and how some white boys are so ingrained in the hood. You know, one thing I found out, because I have family that lives in the Midwest. My mom's family live in Milwaukee. So I've gone there plenty of times. As a matter of fact, the first time and the only time that I fought a white boy was in Milwaukee. I almost forgot about that.
Hey, you see white boys in Milwaukee with finger waves of braids, man. Like, yeah, it's some that grew up in the hood, and they, you know, it is what it is.
What you find in the Midwest, in that part of the Midwest that I've noticed, is there's a lot of interracial relationships in the middle of it being really, really, it's really segregated.
Racist.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's racist as hell. But at the same time, the interracial relationships are off the chain. It's like, wait a minute. Like,
good show, man. I got to run, man, but I'll just give you a little bit of homework. Look up the amount of Jaylens that's been born in the past 20 years in the Midwest, and that'll tell you everything you want to know about those relationships.
I hear
Jaylens on the rise.
That's what's
all
up.
Right, big dog. Thanks for letting me on.
Yes, have a good one. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. But yeah, you know, he brought up a really interesting point. But, you know, we don't have like an authority on this topic. We don't have like somebody that we can go to and get a clear-cut answer about who is able to use this word. versus who's not able to use this word. Basically, it kind of comes down to whether you use the word yourself and whether you will allow somebody else to use it. That's pretty much what it comes down to. You know what I mean? There used to be a comedian that I knew who talked about how there aren't any racial slurs that you can call a white person that will really make them feel bad. He said you can call them a cracker, you can call them a peck of wood, you can call them a honky, you can call them a bunch of names that go for them, even if you break it down ethnically, like if you call an Italian a wop and all of this kind of stuff, you know, because we're black, when we call them that kind of stuff, they looking at it like, now, nigga, you know that you're down here and I'm up here. No matter how up here you are, you're still down here compared to us, because they have that, they've been taught that superiority in their attitude. And we've been fostered a bunch of inferiority in our condition. Whether some of us or all of us have accepted that or not, that's a whole different story. But there's definitely been a lot of it for us. So the joke that he had was, you can call them all kinds of derogatory terms and all that kind of stuff, and it'll all bounce off of them. As a matter of fact, they'll shoot right back at you. But if you put up your middle finger against them, then they'll go crazy. That's pretty true. Pretty true. You know what I mean? That's something about that middle finger, and when you call a white woman a cunt, you know what I mean? Like, she's going to go crazy. I don't know what it is. But it's an interesting phenomenon. But who's able to use the N-word? Who can use the word nigga versus who can't use the word nigga? For me, black Americans own the word. And I think that we've had to own the word. We've had to take the word and make it do what we needed it to do, because it was being weaponized against us so often. And it still is with some of us. But I think that it can only be weaponized against you if you allow it to be. Those are my feelings on it. Let me see. Let's see. TK Wright says he's Palestinian, born in the NOLA. He's born in the NOLA? Okay. I don't care. I don't know if a Palestinian can use that. No, Khalid. Khalid, whatever you. I thought only black people spelled names wrong or creatively. Well, no, it says TK Wright. The African comedian, Mike Blackson, has gotten rich from using it. Or was it motherfucker? Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, I mean, he'll be like, my nigga. You know, I know Mike Blackson. Like, I've been to his house. I've rode in his car. I know him. You know, I've done shows with him. And I'll tell you something about Mike Blackson. Mike Blackson was always famous. It's like he was famous overnight. He was famous from the beginning. He has never not made a lot of money in comedy, ever. He was always at least $1,000 comedian. He ain't played. He was never the funniest. His routine is the exact same thing or more version of the same thing, acting like, you know, when you talk to Mike Blackson, he don't have no accent. Yeah. He played the game well. He's a good dude, though. Shout out to Mike Blackson. TK Wright says, in New York City, Hispanics, Black, Caribbean, all say it like they are saying hello or goodbye. That's my whole thing. Now, and there's a difference. There's such a big difference between Hispanics that live in New York and Hispanics that live in Philadelphia. They are not the same. They are not the same. Although in New York and in Philadelphia, Hispanics live around and amongst black people, the cultural divide between Hispanics and black people is way different in Philly than it is in New York. And Hispanics in Philly do not consider themselves to be black. Many of them are prejudiced against black. And even on the street level, Hispanics do they thing and blacks do they thing. And even when they do they thing together, you can best believe that when the heat gets turned up, the Hispanics are going to turn on the black people. Not necessarily the other way around. The difference. New York's relationships between blacks and Hispanics is different. Different. You know, so you would kind of have to live in either one of those places. Like the people that I know that are from New York, when they come down here and they see the difference between the racial divide or the cultural divide between blacks and Latinos in Philly, they'd be like, no, it ain't like that. This is different. Like it is. It is. So you're not going to hear Latinos in Philly using the word nigga freely like that. They use it, but it ain't like, they don't use it like we use it. In New York, they use it like that. You hear it in the music. You hear the Fat Joes and the Big Puns and you know, whoever, you hear them use it like it ain't no thing. Because the way that they have interacted with each other and all of that is different. It's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, in Philly, it's almost like it's a different race between blacks and Puerto Ricans or blacks and Dominicans and all of that. It's like, because Latinos think they a different race. The light-skinned ones do. Even some of the dark-skinned ones. Yeah, I'll be like, come on, man. All right. You think you're a different race than me, then don't let me hear you say the word nigga. Because I'm going to fake be offended. I'm going to fake be offended the same way that you would be offended if I considered you to be black. Like, you know, Latinos in Philly do not like to be told that they are black. It's just a fact. It's just a fact. Even they recognize how bad we got it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, who can use the word nigga safely? Who can use the word nigga safely around other people who use the word nigga, and who can use the word nigga, period? Respect to the people who think that it shouldn't be used at all, and I understand your reasons, and I respect it. However, you're not going to tell me how to talk. It's just, to me, like, the word nigga, to me, is just like profanity. I understand that you don't use profanity. I understand that. Understand that sometimes when I talk, I use profanity. Same way with the word nigga. I understand that you don't use the word, so I won't direct that word towards you. Same thing as cursing. I curse, but I don't have to curse at you, and I won't. That offends you. But no, you're not going. I'm a grown man. You can't tell me what I can and can't say. When I use these words towards you, that is weaponizing those words against you. So I won't do that. Out of love and respect for you, I won't do that. But I'll point this way and I'll say what I want to say. You're my nigga. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. Narciso says, the caller is right about with some white people in the Midwest saying it amongst themselves in white trash areas. Yeah, it was a culture attack. I mean, I'm sorry, culture shock the first 2 years I moved from my hometown. Yo, I would be like, yo, y'all listening too much hip-hop music. Y'all using nigga towards yourselves? Come on, nigga. Stupid nigga. Come on, nigga. My nigga. Hey, man, my nigga Vance. My nigga Vance over here. My nigga Lance over here. And over here, this is my nigga Chad. And over here, this is my nigga Brad. And over here, this is my nigga Joel. My nigga over here, Jeremy. My nigga Jeremy. My nigga Jeremy. So, let me see. Says they are not the same at all. Denied. It's different. It's very, very different. I don't know. And you know what? And I'll say this. In that way, I think it has been beneficial to have the high-rise projects in New York. That's the only positive thing I see about the high-rise projects in New York. Because you have been forced to accept each other. It's a concentration of poor people. Who really have limited choices in where they want to live, but they've had to learn to live together. In Philly, even our high-rise projects weren't full of Hispanics. They were full of all black people. So you had the Hispanics living in regular houses and black people living in regular houses. So we didn't have to interact with each other. It was a choice about whether we interacted with each other or not. In the project, you ain't really got that much of a choice. You ain't got that much of a choice. Yeah, like, you know, the Garcias, the Rodriguezes, they live in the apartment next door. You ain't nothing you can do about that. They kids play with your kids and all of that. It ain't always like that in Philly. No, we don't always. You can grow up around Puerto Ricans, never fuck with Puerto Ricans. Easily. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with them. But nah, we don't get that. Straight like that. Like, yeah, but man. They're a little funny. They get a little funny. Robin Ming says, I have friends that live in Jersey. They consider themselves black. Okay. They talk about how we are being treated. Okay. They live in Jersey? What part of Jersey? Camden? Trenton? Or Newark? Because once you get past Trenton, like, the whole scope changes. South Jersey niggas is different from them North Jersey niggas. You know what I mean? Them New York Giants niggas way different from them Philadelphia Eagles niggas. Straight laid. It's very different. Y'all got to understand what I'm talking about. Jersey is about this big on a map. It covers the whole side of Pennsylvania. The entire side of Pennsylvania, Jersey is keeping us from getting to the Atlantic Ocean. Jersey landlocks Pennsylvania from the Atlantic Ocean. 60 miles. This literally this big on a map. But the North is way different from the South. And I mean different. So, you know, they was from Linden Walls. Oh, they from South Jersey. And I'm surprised to hear him take that stance again. Linden Wall to South Jersey. Way around that. Like, Linden Wall is like near Cherry Hill. But not as affluent as Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill is a very affluent suburb. But anyway, who can and cannot use the N-word? I guess you could say that it's a preference thing. If you prefer to use the word at all, you probably police who can and who can't use it. But who is the governing body? Who's the authority that says that you can or if you can't? Is it more of a situation where if I like you, you can use the word? And if I don't like you, you can't use the word. Is it like that? I imagine that in a lot of circles, that's pretty much how it goes down. I'll decide for you. Me and my crew will decide for you whether you can use the word or not. We'll make that decision for you. You don't make that decision for yourself. And once again, that's totally recognizing that for some people, it is a hurtful term. It is a derogatory term. It's something that should never be spoken, used, or even thought about, because I understand that they feel like what comes after using the word is the treatment of people associated with the word. And I get that. Personally, I feel like we got to get away from, words hurting us in that way. Like, I understand racial, emotional trauma. I know that words can hurt us way more than sticks and stones can. I get that. But I also understand the power that you give your enemy when he knows exactly where your weakness is. And if we continue to foster the idea that calling us a nigger is going to hurt us, then we're really hurting ourselves. We have to pretty much play it off like, man, who you think that's the best you got? You ain't got no punches. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We're going to go a few more minutes, and then we're going to get on up out of here. But we was talking about who can and who can't use the N-word. Who can and who can't. So one thing I haven't – oh, TK, right, says Philly cultural and racial divide reminds me of the Bronx.
Okay.
Bronx, as they say in the world. The Bronx. Yeah, I'm not sure if I've ever been to the Bronx, so I couldn't speak on that. Definitely not enough to say, you know, how it goes. But I did see Fort Apache, the Bronx, so I'm something like an authority. I'm just kidding. Shout out to Paul Newman. Shout out to Pam Grier. That was a dope movie. It really was a good movie. It was like Fort Apache, the Bronx was like, remember that movie Colors that came out in 1988? It was like the Colors before Colors came out. 10 years removed. I think they were like 10 years apart. I think Fort Apache, the Bronx came out in 1978. Then they came out with Colors. 1988, that was like the West Coast Fort Apache, the Bronx, but dealing with gangs, so, you know, different culture. But T. Carrie Wright says, we are the governing body. Sounds good to me. But exactly who are the we when we are so divided? And so we're divided on the use of the word, the power of the word. At first was the word. At first was the word, and then the word was God, and the God. I'm just saying. Possibly, there's a possibility that we should never use the word. But I don't think that that's really a possible expectation. Like, that just ain't gonna work. Ain't gonna work, homie. The cat is already out the bag. One thing that's hard to do is to put the cat back in the bag, my nigga. But it's all good. And like I said, I want to apologize to the people who really are offended by it. And there are people. Wait. I want to say this though. Before we get out of here, I want to say this. Like I said, just like profanity, you're going to have people who say that The only people who use profanity are the people who have a limited vocabulary and they struggle to express themselves without using profanity. That's not true. I know that it's not true. I curse a lot, but I know a lot of other words too. And depending on my personal feelings and the appropriateness of the setting, I'll use appropriate language. Sometimes the appropriate language may allow me to curse, or the appropriate language or the appropriate setting might allow me to use the word nigga and curse. Depends. But black people hurt other black people with the word nigga. You know, like if I'm using nigga, N-I-G-G-A, some people might get irritated by it and they don't like it, but they don't think I'm dissing them. If I add on the hard E-R, the nigger, it's like, well, wait a minute, what you trying to say? Yo, son, what you trying to say? So we understand the power of the word. The word has power, but it has the power that you give it, just like any other word has the power that you give it. As opposed to other words or other things that, or other ways that could insult you, you have power to allow this to harm you or not. And I would suggest that you use your power to your greatest advantage. Simple as that. Let's do these birthday shout outs. Let's do these. Let's do these birthday shout outs. Nora said, the soundtrack to Colors was banging. Pun intended. It was banging. Pun intended. Literally, it was banging. You know? All right. Let's do these birthday shout outs. Some people were born on this glorious. July 19th, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Sharon. Happy birthday to you, Sharon. Sharon turned 49 years old today. And Darren Stubblefield turning 48 years old today. And Yannick Martin turning 28 years old today. And Nikki Heron, I'm sorry. Happy birthday to you. And Vic Michael Robinson Rogers turning 47 years old today. And Madison Hart, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Therese Whitley, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious July 19th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. The dance. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. Sing it. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man. The N-word, very polarizing word, word that is able to insult, compliment, divide, separate, hurt, help. Yeah, you can use it to help. I can use the word nigga to help. Easily, like, yo, you did that shit like a nigga, man. I know you got some nigga in you. There's no way you would have been able to pull that off, but yeah, they're always. You can use language in a lot of different ways. But I do think that all in all, regardless of who uses the word, who's authorized to use the word, who has been given the authority to use the word, respect is due. Respect is due to each and every person on this earth. And if somebody shows you respect, but they don't want to be called, you know, the N-word or whatever, I think that it shouldn't be hard for you to respect that. not to call them that. That's not to say that you aren't allowed to use that word anywhere. Now, one thing I didn't cover is in the workplace. In the workplace, the word nigga is unacceptable for anyone because it can cloud the line. No, there is no you are authorized to use it because you're black. No, because there's no way in the workplace in a supposed equal opportunity environment can you say that one person can use a word and the other person can't use a word. There are no cultural differences that are acceptable in the workplace. So yeah, save your use of the word nigga for social settings way away from work. Don't have to get called in. Don't have to be called in to HR because you and your nigga was busting it up. Busting it up in the break room, talking about the niggas from around y'all way doing nigga shit. You know what I mean? The niggas around my way be doing that nigga shit, man. But that's my niggas, though. Man, we got nigga niggas and we got nigga bitches. You know what I mean? My niggas. So stay clear of all that. All right, man. Peace to my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel once again. And thank y'all for doing as much. We will be back tomorrow for another Daily Go Get a Mism show. So y'all hold on to y'all hats and do the right thing. We got a heat wave going on right now, so yeah, cool it now. You got to slow it down. Ooh, watch out. You're going to fall in love. All right, y'all. So, Blog Talk, we are going to lift you on up out of here. Love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry.